This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? I was here doing Umrah in Mecca, in Mukarramah. And I met, mashallah, a very famous person, a celebrity who has converted to Islam. And she's from Ghana, aren't you?
Yes,
mashallah. Tell us what you used to do before and what made you come to Islam.
I used to be a video vixen,
yeah.
A photo model. Mm. And also an actress and a singer as well. I've done a couple of movies, so Side Chick Gun, Away Bass, and their music videos with some of the musicians.
Does Ghana have like a Nollywood? Does it have something like Nollywood?
It's a Gullawood.
Is it called Gullawood? Gullawood, yeah? Okay.
So I got, through my photo shoots, I used to do half naked photo shoots, and I did one with my son, that was 2020, 30th June. His birthday, and that got me into a big problem. That landed me into prison.
Really?
Yes, it was the help of the public, and then the president of Ghana, and then the attorney general of Ghana. They helped me. They sentenced me. They got me out, and they sent me again, and then finally they did it for me.
Sure.
So I had to pay for the fee.
Sure.
So after that, when I was facing my trials, my brothers, the Muslims, my brothers Muslims and sisters, they supported me. I'm not saying the Christians didn't support, but the love came. One of my Muslim friends in the industry, she came to sleep at the cell.
Wow.
Like, when I was at the sisters, she would come in the morning, she would stay there. If I want to eat, they were feeding the inmates because of me.
Wow.
They would buy water, they would buy kimchi, plenty, Ghana food called kimchi.
They
would buy plenty, they would shelf.
Jollof, no?
Ghana jollof.
Did we get that one?
Yes, the next time you come to Ghana, I'll give you Ghana food.
Uh-huh.
With the soup.
Is it good like the Nigerian one, or is it better?
It's better than
okay, that. Fine. You heard that first. Yeah.
With palm, not soup.
Yeah, yeah.
You enjoy it.
Yeah.
So after that, when I was growing up, I grew with Muslims.
Yeah.
My friends were all Muslims.
Yeah.
And my mom told me before that two of my uncles converted to Islam before they died. So my mom wasn't surprised at all.
What made you, what about the religion of Islam in particular attracted you about it? So you said, okay, you're the people, the brothers and sisters, they gave you a good support, but was there anything else?
In Islam, I see peace and unity.
Yes.
I used to be Christian, and I go to church.
Yeah.
Though they said Allah look into the heart of human.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that Christian could tear me down to me.
Mm.
But since I joined Islam,
mm-hmm.
there are some things that I used to do before. I used to be loud. I talk about people issues. I'll be there. I'll wear transparent things. I'll be dancing, twerking on social media.
Mm.
It can cause issues. The kings and the chiefs of Ghana will be calling on me on radios. They, at a point, they said I should change the name of Ekuyapim Polo because Ekuyapim is the name of one of the cities in Ghana.
Mm.
And Ekuyapim, so I'm Polo. Polo is a food in Ghana. So I said I'm Ekuyapim Polo.
Mm-hmm.
So because of my behavior, the chief ordered me to stop using the Ekuyapim Polo. I didn't listen, so I had issue with it. With the court.
So, do you think Islam gave you discipline then?
That is what I want to say.
Mm.
Yeah, that is what. Very, because Islam has really tamed me down.
Mm.
Sometimes I feel like even putting on something, put on camera on me, then no, I won't post it.
Mm.
Even if I try doing that video, I can't post it. I will move, I can never put on anything transparent showing my hands outside.
How do you feel praying here in Mecca, and what was the experience like? You came here for Umrah and prayers as well. How did you feel about it?
When I was coming, I didn't know the feeling.
Mm.
So when I got here, at that night, they said we have to go and do it. When I got there, I saw a lot of people. I was like, where from these people? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the crowd I saw is more than 1 billion.
Yeah.
And no country, no religion can hold such. This is serious.
These crowds are massive.
And everyone is one.
Mm.
Everyone is wearing the same thing. It's cloth, white cloth. And everyone is disciplined.
Yes.
No one is saying, I'm bigger than you, I'm richer than you, I have to sit here and you have to sit here. Mm. You know, in Christian religion, if you have money, you have to sit in front.
Really?
The rich people have where to sit, and the poor people, like not that poor, you know, that's how they arrange in the church, that where I've So here, it's not like that. Everyone sits the same place, just that it's in Islam, they don't mix women with men. So in Islam, the women, we will be in front sometimes, and then the men be at the back. It depends how the arrangement is. Sometimes the men be in front and we be at the back. So I'm still learning. Just converted, one and a half years.
MashaAllah.
Yes, I'm still learning.
That's really good. You've done really well for yourself, I have to say. And do you think that, because you've seen both kind of lives, you've seen the disciplined spiritual life of Islam, believing and worshipping one God, because Islam, I mean, for people that don't know what Islam is, that are watching this from Ghana and from West Africa and from Africa, from everywhere else in the world, you need to understand that Islam is a religion where we only believe in one God. Yeah, we believe in Abraham and Moses and Jesus. We believe that all of these prophets came with only one message, which is to believe in one God and to be good to your fellow man. So we don't believe, for example, like Christians believe that Jesus was God himself.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe that he was part of the Trinity. We don't believe in the Holy Spirit was God, but that the Trinity is true. So this is the main difference between Islam and Christianity. Because we would say, why is it the case that you have a man who's God anyway? How could you have a man that's God? Because a man is limited and God is unlimited. God is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Whereas a man, he had a beginning. Anyone with a date of birth cannot be God. Jesus had a date of birth, therefore Jesus could not be God. But we believe in Jesus. We believe that he's the Messiah. We believe that he's a prophet. We respect him. We respect Mary, his mother. So these are the main differences between Christianity and Islam from a theological perspective. But I was going to ask you now, imagine if people, because you, obviously you're in touch with the younger generations. I mean, you're very much, you know, Gen Z and millennials. They know your work and they know what you're about, especially in your area. Do you think if more people took the turn that you took, done the thing that you done, which is become a Muslim, embrace discipline, spiritual and physical discipline, do you think that the world would be a better place, that Ghana would be a better place?
It will. With what I saw at the, where the Kaaba is, where I went to do my discipline. In Islam, there is discipline.
Yeah.
So if like Christian and the other religion are taught, my English is not the same.
Oh, it's very good. Fantastic. I think it's fantastic.
Are able to come together and worship us, Muslims, like the whole world would be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Very peaceful. They used to say that in Islam there's no peaceful, but when I joined, and I don't think anything is going to take me back. Sometimes my sisters, my friends, they say, Rosemont, peace, so don't let anything take you back. Or don't let it. Me, Islam religion is something that I've been destined to pass. I have a son and the father is Islam. And by then I was nobody. I wasn't in the industry. Somewhere 22. So that should tell you that Islam, I love Islam. And I don't want my son to grow up, because if I should be Christian, where I go is because my son is with me. So if I'm going to church, my son should be. We used to go to church, but my son is Islam, the father is Muslim. So I want to bring him up in Islam, so that when he grow up and he say, oh, me, I want to be Christian, that is his own decision. But I will feel bad if my son should come and should grow up and ask me, why, you knew my dad is Islam, Muslim, and you took me to church, and he will be so disappointed in me. So myself, since I'm interested in the Islamic religion, I took the lead. I thought of taking the lead, going to mosques and going to the teachings, listening to Islam religion teaching with my son, so that when he grow up, he shouldn't.
You lived a life before you became Muslim. You were saying half naked pictures, you know, dancing, but you know, acting, whatever it may be, and you've seen all this kind of thing. Did that give you happiness?
It didn't give me happiness, because each and every day that I would post something, I know that this that I'm going to post, they will give me insults. Radio stations, yes. It
What kind of insults? Like,
I've been a troublesome person on social media.
Yeah.
Yes, for instance, you, if you have an issue, I'll pick on you.
Mm.
Like, if you get married, for instance, I'll just say that, oh, you got married because your wife is pregnant.
Oh, I see.
And then defaming your
So you've been defamed before?
Yes, that is what I've been doing to people.
Mm.
And so, aside that, I do bikini pictures.
Mm.
Yes, and when I do it, it trends.
Mm.
Anytime I do it, it goes viral, depending on how I do it.
Mm.
And I wear transparent something, and then I'll be twerking and I'll post it.
Mm.
So I was causing problem.
Mm.
Yes. And I got attention of the president, even the president,
mm-hmm.
the chiefs, mm. and even outside the country, the celebrities outside the country.
Because here's the thing, like, many people, many women across the world, and some men of course, but mostly it's a female-dominated industry, would post things like that, would post sexual pictures and stuff. And there's a difference between influence and fame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because some people think, okay, well, if they get 100,000 views, if they get 1,000,000 views, that means influence. But really, that person's being used as, sorry to say, a pornographic entity, like a handkerchief.
Yeah.
It's only that the person doesn't care about, you know. So what I'm trying to say is that when you leave that life, you're no longer being used as an object.
Yes. And
now you're a human being again.
Yeah. And now some businesses and some companies didn't want to work with me because they say that I'm not good for their brand with what I've been doing. And some of the celebrities were even saying that because of things that I do, I'm not good for their brand, they can't shoot a movie with me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes contracts will come, I will know that the producer will send a script to me and then he will let me know the celebrities on board. Later on, I will see the movie showing and I'm not part.
I see.
Yes. Sometimes some companies wouldn't want to work with me because of my brand.
Yeah.
That I put. But since I stopped all these things, for the past 2 years now, that I stopped all those things, even look at the big man that came.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, at first he will not come to me because I'm too loud. And no right person, no one in their right senses will come close to a behavior like that.
Mm.
Because everyone cherishes their reputations. Yes. So now that I'm calm, I'm able to enter some places that those days I'm not able to enter. And when they call big people, they call me too. Though some brands that were giving me money, because some like skincare products, because I was exposed to my skin, they were coming.
Mm-hmm.
But some big companies like phone shops and like phones and big brands were not able to come, but now they are building estate developers. Now they work with me. At first they don't work with me.
You know, the Prophet told us, Prophet Muhammad told us, that if you do something to try and please the people but it displeases Allah, then Allah makes the people displeased with you and he becomes displeased with you. Whereas if you do something which it's displeasing to Allah, it's displeasing to the people, but it's pleasing Allah, then Allah makes the people pleased with you and Allah pleased with you. That's, your story is a beautiful example of that, because now you have a whole family of 2 billion people, the Muslim people, brothers and sisters, who don't see you just as some kind of pornographic entity or to relieve their desires. They see you as a human being with ideas who they have genuine love for, that they want to be connected to, that they will protect. You're more than just the numbers on the screen or 100,000, 200 million people, whatever it may be, but they don't care. Now you're part of a family. And something else I wanted to say to you is that when you become Muslim, all of your sins in the past have been removed. This is, you know, like you have born-again Christians. We also, as Muslims, when you become Muslim and you say Shahada, the same idea applies. So anything you've done in the past, whether it's half-naked pictures, whether it's even worse than this, anything you've done, even if you kill somebody, we believe that Allah, He removes and cleanses all of your, purifies all of your sins. And you become like a newborn baby. So you don't have to think about your previous life now. This is a new life, and alhamdulillah.
What sometimes some things bother me a lot, especially the picture I took with my son. I've been thinking when he grows up,
Well, that was all. All you will say to him is that was in my past, and this is my future. Some of the greatest people and figures in Islamic history had a horrible past, but then they became good Muslims, and no one remembers them for the bad. They only remember them for the good. Like the companions of the Prophet, some of them, the Prophet's friends, some of them, they had the hard lives. You know, they were a bit like gangsters and this kind of things and doing haram things. But then they became Muslim, and all of their sins are removed. In fact, even the sins can become good deeds. So you don't have to worry about that, inshallah. Now you are fresh and clean like a new slave. With that, guys, we are going to conclude because we need to pray and do other things. But thank you so much, sister, for that.
Thank you too. This is like a dream come true because I've been watching you on YouTube a lot. I follow your programs, and I didn't know a day like this would come. I'm so blessed.
Well, I'm blessed as well for having met you, and to hear your story is very inspirational, to be honest. It's very powerful. Guys, make sure, mashallah, if anyone attacks our sister online or tries to say a bad word about her or spread bad messages, especially the brothers and sisters in West Africa who are following, that you defend our sister, because this is our duty to defend our sister and to defend everybody. As the Quran says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُ, that Muslim men and women are all allies to one another. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.